Hey guys, welcome to the podcast Wednesday. I thought it was Tuesday today and I'm so happy. You know when you get that extra day ahead of yourself and it's like, ooh, happy days. What's happening?
I'm having a great day.
You are one horny woman today.
I'm not. Look, why do you always take everything filthy?
Because you were just walking around with a texter in the front of your pants, humping my leg.
Pretending it was a penis.
I wasn't.
You've been real dirty today at work. Really inappropriate behind the scenes.
I have not.
You're innocent and a delight, yeah? Is 100%. That what the angle you go for?
I don't know what you're accusing me of. It's all alleged. Whatever, I'm tired, I'm done.
Can you try once more?
Allegedly.
There we go.
Nailed it.
Fucking yeah.
Nailed it.
Anyway, what's this stuff we're going to play about Jackson?
Oh, nothing.
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 Okay.
Oh, we're not allowed to play.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Well, there was a caller that complained about us. So,
it's against the law to play it out
without their knowledge.
All right, cool.
So
well, you're
just looking after
then.
Us, you know.
What's next?
Yeah. So did you go to hockey last night?
No, I didn't.
No, you joined the Cardiff Cobras?
Yeah. No, they're not the Cobras. Stop renaming them.
The logo's a cobra.
Yeah, but they're not called that.
They're crazy for not calling themselves the Cardiff Cobras.
Yeah, I know.
Actually really silly. You're right.
They're not. They're just called the Cardiff Hockey Club.
Okay.
That's it.
You came into work so tired today. I still stand by what I say. You take on too many extracurricular activities.
Long pause, no answer.
Contemplating because she knows.
I'm not acknowledging that. Because you don't like me to have fun without you. It's very selfish.
My idea of fun is not joining the Cardiff Cobras.
How's your trivia club going?
It's not happening at the moment because one of the members, Lizzie, is away. Oh my God. Yeah, it was. I've got the perfect theme song for the Cardiff Cobras. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, Cobra Starship. Now that's a niche bit of matched imaging, isn't it?
All the girls walking onto the hockey pitch.
Or field, I should say. Girls go bad with our hockey sticks.
Yeah.
Balls
smashing them up in
the
air.
Great song.
Do they have they wouldn't have that kind of technology to have a walk-on song, would they?
I'm not at that level.
Not at the Cardiff hockey field.
They actually do, but they probably don't do it. I don't think sports are very creative like that.
Mm. Like basketball and stuff, they always have walk-on songs.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Not an amateur, though. No. Netball courts don't.
Well, no, netball, not netball.
Who are you to turn your nose up? You've been to one basketball competition, the Kings, in Sydney, and you think you're an expert.
So is it the Cardiff?
Professional basketball. Of course they're going to play music.
So is it the Cardiff Hockey Club?
Correct.
Really? So do they actually have like a club?
Yes, that's what
I'm telling
you.
Do they have a clubhouse? Where you go hang out?
We're playing at the Broadmeadow International Hockey Field, so.
So they don't have their own clubhouse.
It's one giant clubhouse, I'm guessing.
Right.
I don't know why they don't call it the Cardiff Cobras.
Are you calling them to find out?
Of course. Sure am.
Of course you are. Be nice. They're my club.
For club inquiries, please press 1. And for the Eastern Tiger Restaurant, please press 2.
Please hold a moment.
Eastern Tiger Restaurant.
Yeah, they share the line with a restaurant.
Cardiff Fire Sales, Amanda speaking.
Yes, hello. Is this the Cardiff Hockey Club?
No, it's Cardiff Fire Sales.
Oh, okay. The number for this is on the Cardiff Hockey Club website.
Okay, well, unfortunately, we're not the hockey club.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay.
Really the number? Or did
they're
just
the
dial?
Sponsors of the... They sponsor the club.
That's what I did wrong.
Because I was like, surely the Cardiff Hockey Club doesn't share their number with a restaurant.
No.
Just somebody that works at the restaurant
night. How embarrassing. Oh, you've got to come to a game now.
Anyway, enjoy the podcast.
Bye,
everyone.
Done.
See ya.
This is awesome. Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So, just in case I have to have an emergency stop, I think you're crazy if you do not keep a roll of toilet paper in your car.
In case you need to squat by the side of the highway.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM. That makes the
world go. Hey team, good morning. How are we?
Good. Happy Wednesday.
Indeed.
Oh, good. Yeah, busy day for Jade yesterday. I get in the car this morning. I go, whoa, how was hockey? Didn't go. Shame on you, Jade.
Oh, no.
What
happened? Shame on you. Jade joined a hockey club, if you didn't know, the Cardiff Cobras.
I was more interested in why you didn't go.
Well, their emblems are a cobra, but they're just the Cardiff Hockey Club.
Ah, okay.
We can't rename their team.
Oh, I think we should.
Oh, no. But, you know.
Well, you're kind of like a cobra.
No, so I'm joining the Cardiff Hockey Club, so I've joined, but that's the winter comp kicks off in the middle of April, so it's a summer like comp at the moment, so you can just sort of drop in on Tuesday nights and play. But I had a big day studying my, my wedding celebrant course.
That's
so
right.
I was just, honestly, I was zonked by the time we did everything we had to do yesterday.
But more importantly, Crevo, thank you for this. You've brought in some brownies today.
Yeah.
Yum.
Ooh,
enjoy. Did you make these?
Emmy made them.
Oh, from scratch?
No.
Packet mix?
Yeah.
Really delicious.
They smell good.
Mmm.
I had
it's
going to
be a fun show.
Yeah.
I'm surprised because you're not a packet mix family.
No, not usually. I don't know why Emmy suddenly yesterday was like, there's a packet of brownies in the cupboard and I'm making them. I was like, okay.
Hey, Jackson, do you want a brownie?
I've already been offered one. I feel like that much sugar would kill me this early in the morning.
Maybe later then.
Maybe later.
You better be quick. Maddie will gobble them up. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Lads versus lasses up next, Jade.
Yeah, the lads are on 15. The lasses are on 11. So if you would like to play on 13-10-09, you can win it for your sex, but more importantly, you can win yourself a family pass to the Newcastle show.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
And we have family passes to give away to the show for the Newcastle and the Hunter. They're going to have so many cool attractions, guys. Hot Wheels are going to be there. Australia's biggest competitive eating competition.
Oh,
that's a first.
I should go in that.
You should.
I mean, I know how to eat.
You do well at it. That's genuine. Of course, we are going to be entering the baking competition this year.
Are we?
Well, I'm not. You are.
Are you entering again? Because you got a medal last time, didn't you?
Well, I did. It was self-appointed.
Well, Jade cooked a cake in the microwave and thought, wow, maybe I can walk away with a win because, you know, and people don't work hard for years at, crafting their cakes.
I've got issues with their rule book. But anyway, we'll move along. You won't find a show like this on Netflix. Grab your tickets at newcastleshow.com.au.
Or you can win them right here.
Exactly.
All right, let's meet our lass this morning. Her name is Leonie. She loves spending her free time with the grandkids. She's got two. Her biggest irrational fear is spiders, and she firmly believes in second chances.
Oh, that's
Aww.
Nice.
Hey, Leonie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Going well, thank you. Big fan of the show?
Yes.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, the show should be good this year, March 5th, 6th and 7th.
Your grandkids will love the animal nursery.
Oh, the grandkids love the animals.
Yeah, of course. All right, well, let's get into the questions right now. Number one for you, Leonie. Carbotech are known for making what kind of tools? Carbotech.
Carburetors for cars?
No.
Oh, good guess, though.
Incorrect. Woodworking tools. Question two. For you, which of the following is not a real Lynx deodorant scent? A, Cinnamon Cool. B, Dark Temptation. Or C, Ice Chill.
Feeling Cool?
That is correct. Yes, Cinnamon Cool is not a Lynx scent, I can guarantee.
Well done.
One on the board.
Primal is a famous brand of what? Question number three, Leonie. Primal.
Could you repeat it?
Primal, P-R-Y-M-L, is a famous brand of what?
Tennis rackets.
No.
I respect the guess, yeah, Leonie, but it's incorrect. Fishing gear.
You give it a go.
Hold the line, because I think we had a winner this week, actually, already on one score.
Yeah, that's right. It's easy to do. All right, it's time to meet Chris from Raymond Terrace, 30 years of age, a barista, and wants cruises to kick back off so he can get back on the ocean.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good, thank you, Chris.
Excellent,
from
excellent. All right, let's get into your questions. You only need to get two right for an instant win, all right?
All right, let's go.
Number one for you. The upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars All-Stars will debut on which TV network?
Channel 10?
Incorrect.
Seven.
Back to seven. Dancing with the Stars is whoring yourself around to all the networks and went 7,
really?
10, back to 7. Yeah,
yeah, it's one, ooh, of those, one of those big syndicated things. They just sell it off. All right, number two. Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop store sells candles that smell like her what? It's multiple choice. A, hair. B, vagina. Or C, feet.
The vagina.
Yeah. That is correct.
Oh, yes. Well done.
No hesitation there. All right, question number three. Lady Gaga stars in A Star Is Born with which actor?
Bradley Cooper.
You win.
You win. Two out of three. Well done.
Family pass to the show happening March 5th, 6th and 7th. 1,000 tickets to the show. We're giving it away all week here at New FM. Congrats, Chris. Enjoy. No worries, man. Thank you very much.
Plus, another star for the lads.
I know, yes. Hey, up next, guys. I'm so excited because the clock is ticking. I'm taking over my apartment in only a couple of weeks.
Yay.
And I'm so excited, picking the furniture, the design, everything. And I've got to say a big thank you to you, Crevo. Yesterday, you gifted me with four beautiful hardwood chairs,
yeah,
which will look fantastic in my new place.
I'm glad you like them.
Yeah, Jackson as well. Thank you so much for offering to get me one of your beautiful prints, which I'll put, you know, in the middle of my lounge room, pride and place. I'm a little bit concerned though, because one person on the team hasn't even mentioned what she'll get me for my place as a housewarming gift. And because I said she, you know who it is.
You're,
we need to
about
discuss
me.
This next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
I'm feeling so good at the moment, guys. I'm taking over the lease of our apartment. It's a beautiful place in Wickham. A girl we work with, Lizzie, moving in with me. It's going to be like a cute little radio house.
It's going to be New FM Party Central.
I'm so excited, though, for the decorating part. And this is the 31-year-old gay man coming out in me. Never thought it would. But here it is. Anyway, I want to thank you once again for the chairs you gave me yesterday.
You're welcome, Maddie.
I've already got an idea of what I'm going to do with them. Yeah. So I'm going to sand them back and like take them back to the pine and then like whitewash them.
They'll look great.
They'll look fantastic. Jackson's giving me a print of one of his fantastic photos, which I love. Jade, heard nothing from you, doll.
I didn't even know we had to give you a housewarming gift because you're not really moving in anywhere.
Yeah, but I thought that...
You're not moving in anywhere.
It's the polite thing to do.
You're still staying in the same place you've been in for, what, a year and a bit?
No, 2 years.
2 years.
You don't
have
to give people gifts.
It's different.
Thank you, Crevo.
But it's nice. Nice thing to do.
You know what?
I really appreciated that thought, Crevo, because you know what? You're a true friend. And you delivered those right here just to my house yesterday.
Sorry, I'm not a suck-up. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's not being a suck-up.
Well, you know what? You're not moving into a new place, and you expected a gift. You said to me, you honestly said to my face the other week, so what are you getting me for a housewarming gift?
You know,
and I was like, hold on a second. Like, you're expecting one?
You know what you should
do, actually,
Dave?
Am expecting a housewarming gift. Because, you know what? We've got done nice things for you.
You shouldn't expect it. When have you ever bought me anything for my house?
Well, I wouldn't even dare buy anything from your house because, one, you steal everything, or two, you get it from Marketplace and you don't like
really
my style.
I really nice birthday presents. You can't top the one I got you for your 30th last year.
Which was?
Carl and Jackie O giving you personalised birthday messages.
And who organised that? My friend that worked on the show?
I asked and made it happen, and I hounded him like a dog for 2 weeks.
I've got a suggestion, Jade. You could give Maddie a lovely peace lily.
I don't have a piece of
even the one that you
to
took
give.
From work here.
I didn't take the piece of leaf from work.
I'm happy with that. If you can give me that.
No, that was a gift for us for the show from the plant rentals. You're greedy. You're always going about everyone else being greedy.
Actually, great point.
You're actually being really greedy.
I'm not being greedy.
No, you are.
Hey, Jackson, can you come in here? Do you think that it's unreasonable to expect a little gift from Jade?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, please.
Because you know what? It signifies me moving on with my life. And it's like a really big moment for me. And I thought, you know what? I think it's such a nice thing.
I just think it's
and
more,
I would do it for you.
It's more disgusting that you expect it.
Not expecting. It's
yeah,
almost,
you said you
they're almost like little tests. They're almost like little tests of our friendship. And I just like to test it sometimes to see, like, if
that's
you
not
would.
A true friendship, having to test stuff out.
Actually, you know what? You shouldn't test your friendships out.
It's actually
Maddie.
Quite bad.
No, but, I think you can. I'm yeah. with you, Matthew.
Thanks.
It must but be a gay thing.
Of course.
I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's a Jade thing.
You're the one who's saying that you want to test people's friendships out.
It's not like full-on testing, but it's like I just wonder sometimes. And now I have my answer. So thank you for the chairs, Jackson. Thank you for the print.
You're welcome.
What did you say in here yesterday that... Oh, she wasn't happy you were giving me a print, Jackson. She goes, I asked Jackson for a print, and he didn't give me one. Hmm. You expected the print, though, didn't you, doll?
Because Jackson promised me a print.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the world
go? Perusing Daily Mail yesterday, and you know how they love a scandal-style headline?
Yeah, they do.
So there was this one, teacher quits job to join OnlyFans. Now, OnlyFans, of course, being this, like, subscription-style adult entertainment website, so I'm reading here. And, yeah, they're basically...
What's it called? OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Okay.
Wow.
So, yeah, so this
teacher... Do you have to be a fan to go on there?
I guess so.
I've never heard of this.
Really?
No. You subscribe to their account.
I'd heard of it before, but not known too much about it. So, yeah, just reading about it here. This teacher, of course, I guess basically couldn't do the teaching job anymore once joining this website. And it sort of got me thinking, should you have to quit your job like that?
No. Because, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Working with kids, I think so. I think it's a bit of a grey area.
Wait, high school teacher?
High school teacher.
Right.
To be honest, it's worse because filthy-minded teenagers who are all about sex, because they all want it and can't get it at that age.
From what I'm reading here, though,
don't know what they're doing.
It's a private website that you have to pay money and be over the age of 18 to go on.
Yeah, but still... It's not hard to fake your birth date, is it?
Okay.
And sign up.
You need to pay for it with a credit card, though.
Mm.
You know, I don't think you can get one until you're 18.
Yeah, but you can steal your parents. I'm thinking like a teenager. If I found out, like, a hot teacher of mine was on OnlyFans and I was with my girlfriend being teenagers... getting up to mischief, you could easily log in and that's just opening a whole can of worms.
Yeah, but then you're just being criminal teenagers.
Yeah, I know it's bad, but at the time you're thinking like a teenager. Kids,
yeah,
some teenagers don't think like repercussions of their actions.
Kids can do any crime if they really put their mind to it.
Oh, of course they can. Anyone can.
Okay, small debate going on here.
Yeah.
Should this teacher have to have quit their job to have this second side hustle.
She should have just covered her face.
Oh, well, that's
honestly, do you know what? If she wants to do that, make... Look at you. You're a radio star and you make extra money doing side hustles.
If you're a teacher like that and you're covering your face still on OnlyFans, then you shouldn't be on it because obviously what you're doing is wrong.
131009, should this teacher have to quit their job to have this second little business, making a bit of extra money, because I know teachers don't make a lot.
They need some more money from the government.
Yeah, or something, because teachers have it tough.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
To teachers be allowed on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I was just reading this story yesterday, how this teacher has had to quit their job because they've had this OnlyFans account and just the two jobs not mixing. But I don't think that's fair because teachers don't earn that much. And, like, the business, like, if you want to, like, go on that website, if you're over the age of 18, you have to use a credit card. Like, there's no reason that this should be the case.
Yeah, but kids find a way.
So just to clarify, she wasn't fired.
No, she quit because...
the pressure.
Basically, she knew that she wouldn't be able to. I just don't think it's fair.
There have been some teachers who have gotten fired from jobs. I just Googled it just to have a look around. Mm. And some, a lot have been for it.
For that exact situation. Because the teachers, I'm telling you, they're under financial pressure.
And Aunt Jade, you come here and you say, oh, the kids find any way to get their parents' credit cards. It's an 18-plus website. They're not allowed to have a MasterCard or Visa debit card, let alone a credit card under the age of 18. And three, if their parents are leaving their credit card around, then maybe they should, you know, hide their wallets.
It's not just a credit card either, though. It's a debit card.
Like, you can't get them under 18.
Well, some parents will give their kids theirs.
Well, like you have to expect your kids to get up to no good then.
Well, I'm just saying, Maddie.
You're allowing them to
find a way. They probably shouldn't be able to, but they do.
Anyway, this is the debate that we're having.
Let's go to Rochelle. Hey, Rochelle.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good, thank you. What do you think about this? Do you think teachers should be allowed on OnlyFans?
Listen, I think everybody has a right to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
But if it jeopardises your job, then it's something maybe you should take a long, hard think about.
I was going to say, do you have kids?
I do have three. I also have a 14-year-old, and she does not have a card. She has a bank account, and she has been working part-time. But she knows that if she wants anything that requires a card, she comes to us and she asks. We're pretty open.
Yeah.
Like, she has Instagram. She doesn't have Facebook. She's not really interested, but she does have Instagram, and she's pretty aware that there's stuff out there.
Mm.
But she's not interested, so in that aspect, I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah.
But and like you said, kids will find a way if they want to. But, and I suppose if I was a teacher, like I'm doing a teacher's aid course, I would definitely not put myself out there, you know. But I wouldn't also put anything on Facebook.
Can I ask?
Would come back on me.
How would you feel though if you found out that your daughter's like science teacher was on OnlyFans?
Well, listen, if they're out there doing whatever, like I wouldn't even care. If I found out one of my daughter's teacher was, you know, a stripper on the side, that's their choice.
Like, yeah.
As long as they're not doing it in front of my kid, as long as they're not sharing it with my kid, as long as they're not pushing it on my kid, then that's their life. Like,
100%.
Great point.
Very progressive.
Great way of looking at it. Well, thank you very much, Rochelle.
Thanks,
hey, we'll give you a family pass to the show. You and the fam can go and have a fun time at that, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Dale. No worries. 1,000 tickets to the show all week here at New FM. What's the goss next?
Yeah, with producer Jackson, we're going to find out all the juicy details. What's on the way?
Yeah, so I don't know if you've heard of Hunter March, but he's Paris Hilton's new fiance, and he's opened up about what the most annoying thing about her is on a new podcast. Also, too, Chappelle Corby, she's got a new venture.
And I'll tell you. I've heard this.
Hey.
I'm rubbing my hands together.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
It is What's the Goss Time with producer Jackson.
Good morning. Let's start with Paris Hilton. So she's got this new podcast coming out called This Is Paris. Now, she's not doing it by herself. Basically, it's just every episode she gets interviewed.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Now she's copying you, Jay, because you copied her for all of those years, and now she's getting on the radio doing a podcast.
Well, great women think alike, you know.
Well, she's engaged. Are you getting engaged, Jade, again? You'll have to get divorced first.
Ben said he wants to marry me again, which I thought was really sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
You are really just two peas in a pod, Paris Hilton. So anyway, she's got this fiance called Hunter March, and he's opened up about her and what just really gives him the irrits about dating the world's number one heiress.
Her creativity flows out in music and art and all these things. When it comes to keeping the house clean, the creativity also comes out. And so often she'll reference, oh, it's in the bedroom, under this, next to this, behind this. So it's like every day is like a treasure hunt.
Yeah, I'm not the most organized person in the world. Sorry.
Sorry. She does not care what anyone thinks of her. She's like, this is my world and you are living in it.
I love Paris.
Yet another similarity.
I feel,
hates doing housework.
Yeah, it's true.
I feel like Paris Hilton would be the sort of person that would say some dust and then actually physically sweep it under a nearby rug.
Yeah. Or just sell the house.
Yeah, I think the latter.
I tried investigating Hunter, and I found a little bit of information. I actually find his voice really sexy. Sounds like your typical American guy. I don't know, there's something about him, but
well,
I really...
he is an American guy.
I know, but I hope it works out for him, because I just... Or for him and her, I should say. She deserves love. She's been engaged like 4 times now.
Well, I was surprised actually looking at her age. She's 40.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel old.
He's 29.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Super
young. I'm tipping it. Not going to work out. Let's talk about Chappelle Corby. She's got a new business venture, and it's a world tour. Shockingly after this. You remember when she released this song when she just got out of jail?
Yes. One of the all-time greats.
Yeah, pretty good. So she is apparently going to be a wild card contestant on the new Dancing with the Stars.
Which
is weird because it's an all-stars version, so it's got Fifi Box on there, Erin McNaught, Luke Jacobs.
Also, Beck Hewitt.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, she's coming back.
Ada Nicodemu is apparently joining as well.
Oh, wow.
I'm picking that she's going to be a bit like Carol Baskin.
You reckon?
A little bit, probably.
Just this wacky character that people watch because she's just wacky.
How can you go on an All-Stars event, though, when you've never, ever competed?
I think they must be worried about the stars that they've got, though, because I'm not going to lie... Sounds pretty boring.
Maybe. Well, I've gone into the future. Don't tell whoever's hosting this. I've got some audio of Mercedes outside of the event once Chappelle's been evicted.
Oh, I didn't even know we had the body trial. I didn't take anything. Where's my camera?
That's next level. I actually am really excited for that. Beck Hewitt. I love Beck Hewitt.
You know what? The last thing she did was probably Dancing with the Stars.
Well, she's got millions.
I can't wait to see Chappelle Corby on this
show.
Yeah.
You know,
give an insight to her as a person. I think she might learn a little bit more about her.
Beck Hewitt, there's a woman, had such a promising future, and she gave it all away for a man.
Oh, I love Maddie.
Nah, I think really, like, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's what she wanted to do.
She's lucky being a mum. She spent all those years on TV sets, and she's done it all.
Remember she released that song? Was it All Seats Taken?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
No, I don't remember that.
Failed pop career.
Yeah, video clip filmed at a roller rink.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was her last name? If Beck Cartwright, wasn't it?
That's it.
Well, just Hayley from Home and Away.
Irene's drinking really just did her in.
Yeah, because she was in like living in Irene's house.
They have the cutest.
I've
kids.
Got this song. Here we go. Oh, what a voice!
Oh wow, so 90s.
What do you think, Jade?
I actually don't mind it.
Yeah, no good.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome!
Now I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade will take anything that isn't glued down. This is why she has the nickname around the office, Bowerbird J.
That is true. That's true.
This is The Novos.
New FM. What makes the
world go? Question, are you two into water sports?
Not really, no.
Oh, scuba diving only.
Yeah.
So
other than that, and obviously bodyboarding, but that's it.
Oh, so like you're into water sports.
I guess so. No, when you say water sports, I think like jet skis and when they, you know, like para Is it parasailing and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, get this, guys. There's always a flog on the water. You know, whether they're on a jet ski or on a boat, there's always somebody that's, like, making a mess of things. Poor man, this is in Sydney, paddleboarding the other day, as you do, you know. Real chill guys waking up in the morning and going paddleboarding, right?
Good for your core.
Very peaceful, calming, some would say. Here's this guy, absolute flog on a jet ski, thought, look, I'm going to go right up close to this guy and, like, splash the waves all over him.
Like, do a turn and splash him.
Absolutely. So he's come up close to him, lost control of the jet ski, and totally taken this guy out.
Knocked him off his paddleboard.
Oh, my God. Is he okay?
Well, he had to go to hospital, but, you know, I'm guessing it wasn't great.
Yeah.
Crap. So he's still alive.
Still living.
But oh my God.
Broke his paddleboard as well.
No good.
Hurt the guy. So that's what we thought we'd do this morning on 13:10:09, stunts gone wrong. And what happened? You know, were you feeling a little bit, you know, extra jokey that day and you thought, well, we can do this, but then it's gone all wrong. Yeah, happens to us all the time.
I think motorbikes are a big one. Because people always think they can do a certain size jump.
BMX riders.
That too.
Yeah,
I remember we had a call on this show not long ago. And she said her son kept doing the jumps and he got caught up in the barbed wire on the motorbike.
No.
Yeah. So 13:10:09, best stunt gone wrong this morning, family pass to the show.
Awesome.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13:10:09 this morning, stunts gone wrong. What happened? This poor guy on the water minding his own business, going paddleboarding, very peaceful way to start your day. A guy on a jet ski thought he'd be a smart ass and like right up right next to him and splash waves all over him. Instead hit the guy, broke his board, the guy went to hospital.
I don't know.
No good.
It's horrible. That's terrible. I've never really had any major, jet ski incidents like you have. I mean, I've been on a jet ski once. But being a girl and growing up in my neighborhood, we weren't really too outrageous. I guess the only stunt that we had went wrong was, you know, you could get those collapsible laundry baskets.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're fully trolleys. So we'd fold it down and we'd get like one of those hockey straps and we'd hockey strap the washing basket to the...
What strap?
Oh, is it a jockey strap? What are they called?
Ockie strap.
An ockie strap.
I was waiting.
An ockie strap.
Yeah.
And we'd like just sort of do a dodgy job of like strapping the laundry basket sideways onto the washing trolley. We'd get the person to hold a rope and we'd pull them on the bike. And there was like this dodgy jump we made. And we made our next door neighbour be the test bunny.
As you do.
Because we were evil. And so we were pulling and the jump just went horrifically wrong. It didn't veer up. It got wedged and then like she flew out of the trolley basket and like hit the tire like of the bike and obviously the tire was spinning so she got like this rubber burn on her chin.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's like the only stunt.
That's a one of a kind injury right there. Rubber burn to the chin.
Chin, yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Hey Ben, how you doing?
Oh, good, how are you?
Really hey, good. Benny. Tell us about your stunts gone wrong story.
Well, it was about two or three, but I heard you say barbed wire. I used to have an 80cc motorbike with a two-stroke.
Yeah, and the two go together, don't they?
Yes. Yeah. Went over a jump and then the power band come on. I wasn't quite used to power bands. And went too fast over the jump and landed on a barbed wire fence and cut my head open.
How many stitches, Ben?
I had about 20 stitches just above my eyebrow.
Do you still have a scar?
No, it sort of disappeared because it was when I was about 13. I've been riding for 15 years.
God, you're lucky you didn't lose an eye.
Yes, yes. And the other one was doing trail bike riding and I didn't see a log sticking out and went straight into it and it threw me backwards and down a 10-metre drop.
Jeez, that sounds like quite an accident but less of a stunt. I like the first
story. You're such a daredevil. Are you still riding to this day?
I actually just sold my bike because I'm starting to only ride it two days a year. Yeah.
Not enough. Just rent
time
it,
to
mate.
Give it up.
Yeah. Your life expectancy's just gone up. So
yeah, you're a winner.
I'm riding in Newcastle. Good trails here.
Yeah, good stuff. And when you've cut your head open once, I mean, really hard to keep on going with it, right? Thanks, Ben. Tickets to the show, One Family Pass, coming your way. Congratulations, man. Let's go to Debbie.
Debbie.
Debbie obviously didn't have that good a story and decided to call it quits. Can't beat that. He's got the show tickets.
What was Debbie's story, Jackson?
So she had a friend that was laying in grass and wanted to prank her brother who was riding a motorbike and jump up out of the grass at the motorbike, but didn't go so well and they collided.
Oh my God. That sounds like run over by a motorbike.
She was chuffed about it, though. Looked a laugh.
Oh, my God.
Pretty funny. Like, I could, at the time. But, like, I can see the humour. Love it or loathe it after this. I'm getting your thoughts, guys, on the daily topic, and I want to talk about soft drink.
Okay, we'll do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
And this is where I'm getting Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. Today, I want to talk about soft drink. Do you love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Love it too.
Yeah, because some people don't like drinking soft drink.
No, I'm going to change my mind. I loathe that I love it.
I understand what you mean.
No good for your teeth. Yeah. I feel gassy and sick after I drink it. If I have a can of Coke before bed, if I get takeout, I mean, I'm awake until 11:30 from the caffeine.
Yeah, I avoid having it like at night.
So you loathe it or you still love it?
I still love it. I just don't want to drink it at night because I'll be up all night.
Out of curiosity, though, do you guys buy it for at home?
Sometimes I'll buy like a no sugar one.
Very rarely will I buy a soft drink. I might buy like a Pepsi. Same deal. I'll buy the no sugar. Yeah. I'll only get the actual full sugar one I go to like a takeaway shop.
I'm just getting some perspective here. So like say once a week?
Maybe. Or sometimes if it's like on special, I'll buy one of the cans pack.
How interesting. I find that fascinating.
Only the no sugar one.
I don't know if that's because we just don't have children. I don't know if it's something more families
buy a lot
of soft.
Why do you bring this up,
drink.
Jade?
Yeah. Well, I feel like there's another angle to this.
I also buy toothpaste.
No. But it's interesting because as an adult, like we're grown up now. Like my parents only ever used to let us buy the diet soft drink, which was really gross. But then ever since my dad got type 2 diabetes, when I lived with my dad only, 2012, I said, okay, Dad, we'll switch to mineral water, like, or soda water.
Yeah.
And since then, very rarely do I have soft drink in my house. Like, I only ever buy mineral water.
My mum, every time I go and visit my family, they buy the cheap soft drink, like the LA Ice Cola that was popular for like 6 months in 1997. I don't know how that thing is still around, to be honest. It tastes like garbage.
I don't mind some of the cheaper brands. But speaking of the brands itself, though, I bring this up because Coke is actually being praised for doing the right thing on renewables. So
This feels like an ad.
No. Coca-Cola has made a massive Australian announcement saying... they're saying that by 2025, they're going to switch to 100% renewable electricity in Australia and New Zealand.
Wow, that's great.
Hey.
Really good.
Any company that does that, good.
So, you know what? Because Coke really does have a lot to answer for, the amount of plastics they've put onto the planet.
The waterways.
So, the water.
People should be putting their rubbish in the bin. But they're saying that the company made the announcement as part of its sustainability objectives to 2040, which will focus on 4 priority areas, which is water, consumer well-being, packaging, and carbon reduction. So,
yeah, they got to do something about the water stuff.
You know, like for someone who doesn't buy a lot of soft drink, if I was to buy soft drink, hearing that, I probably would buy it from them, knowing that they're they have a plan in place and they're doing the right thing.
I think they should maybe focus on reducing the amount of plastic bottles. I think they should find other ways to sell their product.
Surely there's some sort of plant-based thing that can break down.
Yeah, like a biodegradable plastic.
I think we're getting there very slowly. I know everyone whinges and whines about those plastic straws, and I'm with you. Sorry, those are paper straws. Maccas and stuff have them now. Can't stand them. But I'm coming around. I'm getting used to it. It's just change.
Just an adjustment.
Change for the better.
Yeah, exactly.
Change for the better.
Good stuff. Look at you, you little greeny you.
No, I just thought that's really good news.
Yeah, it is great news.
Thanks for the world.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the world
go? So yesterday, Jade revealed something to us that I think has really made a lot of people scared in the room.
What?
I mean,
no.
We found out that essentially Jade is, you know, when you see on those like mobster movies, there's like the gang boss that like runs the town.
I run this town.
That sort of vibe. And we found out something about Jade that makes me think she's basically doing that for Broadmeadow.
The Broadmeadow pest.
The Broadmeadow, boss, I'm calling it. The
thanks.
Strong woman of Broadmeadow.
What have you done to your neighbours?
The Robert De Niro of Broadmeadow.
Jade, look, long story short, Jade's been leaving notes again.
No, yeah, okay, I can't.
You have.
I don't know what to say. I'll be honest, yeah, okay.
You've really annoyed all your neighbours this week, right?
I spoke to all my neighbours, actually.
Yeah.
And one of them...
I love my neighbours.
One of them...
It's
revealed,
only me, Jade. Hello.
One of your neighbours revealed that you are not even letting them park in their own driveway.
Yeah.
Because you're the boss.
Look, that may have been an
Who
accident.
Who do you think you are? I'm just coming to tell you.
To leave from Home and Away.
Yes. To move your car from your own driveway. How dare you?
A cross between Colleen from Home and Away and a mobster boss. We're finding all
look,
about was, this next.
Look, there
right?
was a miscommunication.
Okay, well.
You say that.
You say
New
that.
FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade's being a Karen yet again.
My name is
Karen.
Yeah, you say Karen, Maddie. I say she's become a mobster in Broadmeadow.
No, I say Karen.
And she's actually going to start collecting, going around shops.
Look, you're making me out to sound a lot worse than I am.
You, only me for my $1,000 a month.
No.
Protection.
No. I love my neighbourhood. So, and yes, I do chat to my neighbours. I think it's important.
Okay.
So as a homeowner, if you're a renter, who gives a damn? Like, I was never social when I was a renter.
Now you go door to door. Did you go to every neighbour in one day, was it? Doing the rounds? Canvassing, they call that in politics.
Almost.
We're missing the crutch of the story here, which is Jade abused her neighbour for parking in their own car spot. Can you elaborate more on this, please?
It sounds worse than what it was. So I was having a chat to my neighbour over the fence, actually.
Hello!
And so how I did, I called out. I was like, Michael! Oh. And he was mowing his lawn and
put
he had
his newspaper up so he couldn't see ya.
He was mowing his lawn. It was great because he had his earplugs in. And then I was like, Michael! And then he sort of popped his head around. He's like, I thought I heard something. And he's pulled his earbuds out.
Now, you're really short and fences are quite high. So what were you standing on?
I had to stand on a brick.
Oh.
But anyway, we're having a nice little chat and a catch-up and stuff and, you know, how the families were and just all the jibber-jabber. And then we were talking. I mentioned to him how my car got keyed. I was updating him on that.
Yeah,
and
good.
All
keep
that
your
sort
eyes
of stuff.
Open. Yeah, neighborhood watch.
I was just checking to see if they'd had any, like, cars being keyed or anything, like if they missed out. But anyway.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, because the guy who parks at the front, he was actually in Townsville for the football. So he dodged a bullet and his car was saved because it wasn't parked at the front. But we got talking. He said, oh, speaking of cars, he said, I think you might have put a note on my car. I said, oh, maybe.
Me?
I'm not sure.
Me? Couldn't be.
And, cause
who,
I,
me?
And he goes, well, it said, can you please not park here? Smiley face. And I was like, look, it sounds like me, but I don't know what your car looked like. because he only rides...
so many notes.
Well, I didn't know he had a car because I know he rides a motorbike, but he must keep it parked. And he says, I rarely use my car, but I parked it out the front just one time.
Why did you leave the note on his car,
because
Jade?
Because it was parked in my spot.
Jade, it's not your spot.
It's a public street.
Oh, anyway.
We've been through this so many times over the years, Jade.
We're never going to break through.
You purchased a house that has no driveway. The public street does not belong to you.
It's just called being respectful.
It's a public street. Anyone can park there as long as they want.
You shouldn't park in front of other people's houses.
But I thought it was his spot.
Well,
wasn't it in front of his house?
Well, so it was parked half and half. It was sort of half in front of his house, half in front of the driveway.
How dare you?
It's his driveway, by the way. But he lets me use it.
Oh, my God.
Occasionally. So anyway. But
I think he believed you.
Yeah, he laughed.
I don't think he did.
Laughed it off because I played it down. I was like, oh, maybe. And he had a big grin on his face.
He
and he's
knew
like,
it was you.
And he said, look, it's okay. It's all good. And he's just like, good work. He said, keep it up. I said, no worries.
He's like, it's all good. It's all good. I don't want to get in trouble off the mob boss.
You're that person that dobs people into the police for flicking bits of paper and stuff out
cigarette
of their
butts,
cars.
Because that you should never do
you
that.
You shouldn't litter the streets with paper.
I don't.
Jade Street on Broadmeadow, you walk that. Down there, it's like there's a newspaper's notes. Just blown away in the wind. There's so many.
Note City.
Anyway.
He said,
keep it up.
Don't mess with the mob boss of Broadmeadow. It was more like this. Keep it up. Doesn't want to mess with strong woman Jade.
You know what? I love yesterday. Jade goes, oh, I knocked on another neighbour's door.
Yeah.
And she said, hi, it's only me, Jade. He goes, I know.
Yeah, he did.
What was that in regards to?
Oh, that was Daniel. Because I, anyway, I was having a chat to Dan and just catching up.
I know.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, because I wasn't sure if you remembered me. I was like, oh, hey, Daniel, it says me, Jade. He's like, he goes, I know who you are.
From your notes.
Anyway, really nice guy. I like him. I love my neighbours. Honestly, live in the best neighbourhood in Broadmeadow.
Yep.
2292 represent.
Hey, birthday lotto up next. $550 up for grabs today. All you need is a birthday to play. We pick a month at random. And if your birthday comes out of the birthday balls, you win the money. Crevo, we are looking for which month?
January.
Oh, awesome. Ooh,
13 to 09. If you want to play, we'll do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, $550 up for grabs. All you need is a birthday to play today. Let's go to Sue. She's a midwife. She's got green eyes, 3 kids, loves fishing, but she's terrible at it, guys.
Oh, hey, Sue.
Hey, Jade. How's it going?
Yeah, really good, thank you. So how often do you go fishing?
Not very often. When my 8-year-old can talk us into it.
Oh, I remember doing the old fashion hand reels off the jetty. Do you guys have rods?
Yeah, that's us. We'll have like one good rod and then 2 plastic ones and everyone fights over the rod.
Oh, that's sweet. They're beautiful memories. All right, well, let's hope we can score you this $550. Sue, maybe we can buy you a couple more rods.
Yep.
You'd get some good fishing gear for $500.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Anaconda.
My husband will hook you up. All right. So, here we go. I really hope you're born on the 15th of January.
Oh, my God. You're not going to believe this. I'm on the 7th, but we play every morning on the way to school in the car, and my daughter is the 15th. She'll be at home absolutely squealing right now that it wasn't her that played.
Oh, no.
Oh, Sue.
So close.
Sorry.
Okay. Do you want tickets to the show?
Yeah, they would love that.
Oh, I can't help.
We've got to give you tickets to the show.
Family pass to the show. You're a winner. March 5th, 6th and 7th. Tickets available at newcastleshow.com.au. It's all a part of our 1,000 tickets to the show. A lot of tickets to give away this week.
Awesome. It's totally awesome.
Good stuff, guys. Our news time up next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Kids World, Playland, Green Hills.
Fun, food, play.
Head to newfm.com.au and register your details.
BNUFM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hi, I'm Piper, giving a shout out to my friends at Borough Public School, my principal, Mr. Pearson, and my teacher, Miss Knighton, and my little brother, Harley. It's a cloudy day ahead with a chance of showers, most likely in the afternoon and evening. We're expecting a top temp of 24 degrees in the city and 24 in the inland. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high chance of showers, most likely in the morning and afternoon, and partly cloudy with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm in the afternoon and evening on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Joel for the drive home, and Newcastle's best music all summer on 105.3 New FM.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun!
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
That's something out of Harry Potter, like when they go into the Forbidden Forest.
And forest. Forbidden Forest.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
Oh, go Piper, 9 years old from Borough Public School in class 34K. How good, guys.
I know, amazing.
Well done.
Big future ahead.
I was actually thinking about this the other day.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually love that segment.
Oh,
it's a really great little segment.
Like, it would have been, as a
institution,
kid, your dream to be on that.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Well, of course, guys, Piper has scored a Kids World Playland Green Hills birthday party, which is always great.
So cool.
If you'd like to enter your child, if you're in the car with mum or dad right now, kids, get them to enter you at newfm.com.au, and you could be reading the weather just like Piper.
Yeah, and now we're chatting on 13109. Did you get banned from the credit card?
Oh, interesting one.
So, you know, whether your partner, like, took it off you, maybe had to hide it.
Cut it up.
Because you were spending way too much money. I know my husband banned me there for a little bit because I got a little happy on it.
It's so easy sometimes. Just chuck it on the credit card.
Well, there's a story out in the Daily Mail, actually, of this woman. Her husband's taken the card off her after she spent $140,000 on the credit card, so she is no longer allowed to have it.
That's a lot.
Bit much, really.
I mean, that's an extreme example, but like, I reckon it would happen for a lot less.
Like, maybe around $5,000, $10,000 mark, maybe.
Jade,
that's quite easy to burn through.
Do you know what? She would spend $140,000 very easily if she was allowed to.
Oh, it's amazing how much things just add up and you don't even realise.
Just suddenly you got a big old debt there.
I'm not judging. Like, if you've been in this situation, especially when you're younger, in your 20s, I remember I got a credit card once and I think I maxed it out to $2,000, which was a lot for me back then. But I learnt my lesson since then. But 13109, have you been banned from the credit card?
Yeah.
And what happened?
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Were you banned from the credit card? If so, how much did you spend?
Yeah, 13109 if you've been banned from the credit card, or maybe you banned yourself.
Yeah.
Because I know when I was younger, I maxed out my credit card, which was only at $2,000, but I was only probably about 22 at the time. But that's a lot of money when you're only working casual. You're not good with money, and I was just spending it on crap, like perfume, like new makeup, just things like that.
You were just a young, innocent girl from the Gold Coast who didn't know any better.
Exactly.
You thought if the credit card swiped and it was okay, it was yours.
But it happens. And, you know, Ben's been apprehensive a couple of times about giving me the credit card because I have my own now. And he was like, Jade, he pulls me up every now and again if I get a little happy.
Does he get alerts to his phone when you spend?
Yeah, he does.
So
I've got to be careful. But, you know, I've grown up a lot since then.
Jade, you still go through, like, little weird spending outbursts.
Yeah,
I've witnessed you.
They're
like, you're uncontrollable.
It's emotional spending. spending. That's not, I kid you not. I go through these moments where I'll emotionally spend depending on like what I'm going through.
Every stress. Every hobby that you take on in your life costs money. Benny just must shake his head, your husband. Oh, now she's starting hockey. Here's a bag, a ball, a stick. What else have you had to buy? Mouth guard.
Yeah,
look.
Fascinating.
You seem very responsible, Crevo. Like, have you had any issues in that department?
Like overspending?
Past relationships?
I actually only just got a credit card for the first time in the last 2 years.
Really?
3 years.
Do you regret it? Or you,
no,
is
we
it helpful?
Just, we just get it for the like
points
and the insurance that comes with it and stuff. So that's the only reason I have it. I don't believe in spending more than you have in the bank.
Yeah.
I just don't believe
it's a good rule, but some people
very smart
aren't like you.
Well, true. That's why we're able to do this whole little 3 minutes on the radio.
Hey, Gabby, good morning. Hey, Gabby, how are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks.
Hey, tell us, were you banned from the credit card?
Thankfully not me, but I do have a bit of a spendthrift grandma, actually, who, she loves buying sofas, armchairs, like she had 10 sofas, so my mum ended up like cutting her off from the credit card. She's like, that's it, you don't know how to use this.
Get wow.
It. So, yeah.
10 sofas? Where was she storing them? In the garage?
Everywhere. She had this 3-bedroom house with like 10 sofas. It was in the like corridor, in the kitchen. She had 2 sofas in the kitchen.
Do you know what?
That's crazy.
That is bizarre. Like, 10 sofas.
Interesting.
A house full of sofas. Thanks for your call, Gabby. My friends get on the booze, right?
Mm.
And they watch TVSN. Then they get all of these weird, suspicious packages rocking up to the house. And then they remember, oh, my God, I've just spent $100 on 10 plates that we didn't need.
That's concerning.
Yeah. He had
a bunch of junk.
He had to cancel his credit card for that.
That's reasonable,
happen.
I think. That's actually good that they've flagged that addiction.
Yeah, my friend, actually, her grandma, this was over in the UK, that she had such a spending issue on the credit card, they had to cut it up because, and when they, like, she had to move houses at one point, they went into the attic and it was full of hundreds of boxes of TV ad stuff.
No.
All new, unopened. She had total shopping addiction,
how interesting.
It turned out.
You know, that's it is actually a thing.
Totally.
There's a movie, actually, with Aussie actress Isla Fisher. I think it's Confessions of a Shopaholic. Great film.
Get the extender ladder now. Only 10 easy payments of $59.95. We'll deliver it direct to your house.
80-year-old Betty's like, I do need a ladder that works in different situations.
I always get sucked in about, I haven't bought one yet, but the one where they, the 5-in-1 cleaning for your bathroom, hard to reach places in the bathroom, sore lower back when you scrub. And I'm always thinking, because it's a pain having to clean the shower. That's one.
That will get
one
you.
One day is going to get me.
Hey, guys, up next we're going over to a town called Armstrong, which is in Iowa in America. It's quite a small city, about 800 people. Mm-hmm. Just almost every single member of the town staff has been arrested on corruption this week.
The whole town staff.
This is an amazing story. We're getting into it in just a minute.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
All right, so we've got to go over to the town of Armstrong in Iowa in the United States. And I'm going to preface this by saying what is said in this article, which is a criminal charge is merely an accusation and the defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty. But God, they're doing a lot of accusations in this little town.
Oh, how exciting. So, right. it's a tiny town.
Yeah,
about, with how many people?
About 800-ish.
Okay,
right,
yep.
So it's not a big staff running this town. In fact, there's 5 key staff members, all of whom have been arrested, right? The mayor, who I've got to say his name is Greg, and I don't know how to pronounce this, B-W-M. Is that Bum? Is it Greg Bum?
Wait, Boom?
M.
Boom? Greg Boom?
Let's just call him Greg Bum.
B-M-W-M.
He's been charged on 21 counts.
Get out.
So
this is the mayor.
Yeah, so, and then there's, like, between the other staff members, these are some of the things they've been charged with, right?
Okay.
This is only charged at this point. So all alleged at this point. Theft, felonious misconduct in the office. non-felonious misconduct in the office, tampering with records, assault with a dangerous weapon, and falsifying public documents.
Oh, that's only six.
This is unbelievable, right? And this is just the five main staff members. There's only a couple who haven't been charged at this point.
I wonder if the two that were doing the right thing will get promoted.
Well, there's no one else left working there. Suddenly, it doesn't matter if you're the janitor, you're the boss now.
New hire.
Right? So this little town, apparently they've been investigating this town for years now, and finally they swept them all up. There was like, they had this thing where they had to meet at a town hall or something. The police go in and they're like, everyone here pretty much under arrest.
Do you know what?
That's incredible.
It sounds like the fictional small Victorian town featured in the show Blue Heelers, Mount Thomas. Yeah. A lot of crime, very little town.
I mean, it's just incredible.
It makes me laugh because it's just so, it seems so unbelievable, like you said, Maddie, a TV show, but it's real life, which is concerning, but I can see the humour in it.
There's a Netflix show in that.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Because when you now Google this town, Armstrong, Iowa, it's just all about this, all about the crime that's going on. Top stories that they do have their own website, which is like .net website, always interesting. And it looks like something that was made in about 1994. And there's one picture of a park and another picture of a water tower. So that just gives you a whole vibe for what's going on in this thing. The entire website is just one page. There's not even other links to click onto.
Do you reckon they'd like tax issues as well? I wonder what they would... What were they taking? Stealing the town's funds?
It'd be something like that. I haven't got details on that, but what I did notice on the website, one of the only things you can click onto is economic incentives, which is like a whole bunch of information on the reason to move there / do business there, which just makes you think,
dodgy.
There's something dodgy going on there.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. 105 minutes commercial free is up next with Jackson. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, it is.
A bit of Diplo in there. Yes. What about this? Your summer songs. Pitbull.
Yes. Squeeze them in.
I love Pitbull.
Only a couple of days of summer left.
Mr. 305. Also to Ed Sheeran.
Do you know what? If you're loving the music at the moment, ufm.com.au, rate the music is live. You could walk away with a dinner for 10 friends at Inforno in Hamilton.
So
great
good.
New Italian restaurant there.
I got a message from my girlfriend, Beck. You know who I met through the show?
Yeah.
Beck. She actually invited me to her birthday party there next Tuesday.
Day. Did she rate the music?
No, I don't believe she did.
Are you picking the winner?
No,
is that
I'm
your
not.
Job?
I'm not, but a lot of people are going there because it's the new place to go.
It is.
It's popular.
Do you know what? I've got to say, sorry, I'm having another brownie as I say this. The pizzas look incredible.
Yeah, I do love a good pizza.
Yeah. Is that the last one?
No, there's two left.
Two brownies left.
One for you.
I've had four.
One for Jade, one for Maddie.
Nom, 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 nom.
Well, when you bring them in,
yeah,
the person that brings them in shouldn't really have any. No, you know, you've had your share last night. All right. Leave it for
that. That's what makes Maddie feel better about indulging on brownies all morning.
Hey, it is what it is. Up next.
Live your best life.
I tell you what a great day it was yesterday. Last week on the show, totally blown away by the amount of generous people here that donated food for our drive for the homeless, which was fantastic. We got over $1,000 worth of food and sanitary products.
Maybe more.
I'd say maybe more. With all that sanitary products, that was incredible.
That we delivered yesterday. And do you know what was so amazing? The minute we got there and filled those cupboards up, people were already coming over. So this is how much people need just support. you know, for these things. So we're going to chat more about that next and what you can do to help.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Guys, big day yesterday. And once again, I just want to thank every single person that donated to Jade, Maddie and Creevo's food drive for the homeless. Over $1,000 worth of food and women's sanitary items were donated. And it was such a good feeling yesterday filling up those cupboards because they were pretty bare.
Yeah, that's right. So, like, we went to the one out at Stockton, and when we got there, there was just, like, one or two little things in there, and to just absolutely stack it with all stuff that people need just was great because you know that a lot of people are using that, and we... Oh, what were you going to say, Jade?
Oh, I was just going to say, so when we were there at Stockton, we'd filled it up, but the owners from the local cafe came over and had a chat to us and
Lexi's
whatnot.
Lexi's on the beach. Mm. Great people in there and great cafe as well.
Yeah, and when we were speaking to them, they were saying how there's this one person who rides their bike to the cupboard every single day to see what's in there.
Just hoping to get a bite to eat or something.
Yeah, and that just goes to show, like, hearing that story, it just sort of broke your heart. Because when we were there, like you said, it was essentially empty. There wasn't much in it. There was a couple of books and the odd can of soup. But otherwise, not much sanitary products. There was only, like, one batch of pads, and that was it.
Yeah, and, of course, the Hamilton one next to Hamilton Station, whilst we were filling it up, there were people coming and using it. Mm-hmm. Like maybe three or four people. So I'm really happy that we were able to provide that. And thank you once again for getting involved in this. We're going to do this every quarter because, and we want to go bigger and better each time. And I just want to say, you don't need to donate to the radio station all the time. You know, like if you are just doing your shopping and you live close by, please just maybe grab a few extra things and go and put them in the cupboards, right? So there's one next to Hamilton Station and the one in Stockton next to Lexi's on the beach. It's on Mitchell Street opposite the cricket ground. You'll see it under the sort of eating area there undercover. There's like a buffet and hutch. Please drop a few things off if you think of it because it really does help.
I noticed too they were really grabbing the toothpaste, the toothbrushes and deodorant. They were sort of like the key things that they were really going for.
And it was like when we were there, it was mostly guys that were accessing it. But I can be sure that those sanitary products are going to be super, super important as well.
Yeah.
People will be so grateful to be able to grab that.
Well, homelessness doesn't discriminate, unfortunately. Yeah. So, and I've seen a lot of women on the streets. So, you know, every little bit helps. So if you do, like I said, get something extra at the shops, please drop it off.
Yeah, please support the almost 2,000 people that sleep rough in our region.
Jeez.
It's incredible, isn't it? Not good. Birthday Lotto up next.
Yeah, we have $550 to give away, guys, right now. All you need is a birthday. We're going to spin our wheel, get the month, and if it's your lucky month, call 131009 to play.
It has come up as March.
All right, March babies, 131009. If you want to spin our birthday balls for your chance to score this cash,
we'll do it next in New FM. Good morning,
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Creevo.
Oh,
the Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Creevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Good morning, everyone. It is your chance right now to play our birthday lotto. If you're born
Jade is
in
the most annoying person of all time. She just spent the last 4 minutes bugging both of us.
No, I didn't.
She has a giant zip tie.
I was playing.
She
with
likes
you guys.
To flick at us.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you such a punish?
Anyway, what month are we after?
March.
If you were born in the month of March, 131009, and we've got our lucky caller on the line right now.
Rick. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Yeah, morning, guys. Good, thanks.
Oh, very good, mate. Three kids. You want to spoil them with the cash if you win today?
Oh, yeah. You always got to spend money on the kids.
Yeah. So if you win $550, what percentage are you spending on the kids of that?
Probably most of it anyway, but at least three quarters of it for him.
Oh, what a dad. What a hero.
You're a good man.
You're a good guy.
Let's spin these balls for you.
Hope you win.
The kids are expensive.
Get the kids something nice.
Spend it on yourself, Rick.
Oh, you're not going to believe this. I've actually pulled out again the 15th. Were you born on the 15th of March?
No, the 9th.
Sorry, man.
Unlucky.
Hey, Rick, what we will do, mate, because you've got a few kids, we'll send you all along to the show. Family pass, all yours, man.
Perfect. Thank you.
No, you're good welcome. Stuff, man.
Thanks
Enjoy.
For listening.
Tickets available, newcastleshow.com.au. And, of course, producer Jackson, this is huge because we have 1,000 tickets to give away to the show, and you're giving them away all day.
Yeah, I'm dishing them out all day. I'll tell you what, people are keen.
Like, keen as mustard?
Of course they are. It's awesome.
Keen as mustard.
Who doesn't want to go?
Do you know what? I can't wait to see the demolition derby. It's going to be great.
Well, our face is on the front of a car. Apparently.
Hopefully. I don't know. He wanted to put us on yesterday.
No, he was dead set. He said to me he's going to get the decal done over the next couple of days. He's going to bring it in to show you guys.
Get out. That's awesome.
Yes, please.
So good. So good.
Good stuff. 105 commercial frees. Kicking off next, though, with you.
Yo, Jesse J.
You got it. Cool.
Domino. Yeah. What happened to her?
I was literally just
Channing Tatum.
Well, she's already a winner. She was with Channing Tatum. Like, good job.
For
good
a hot minute. Kiss Me. Sixpence None the Richer
for
as well.
A hot minute.
Kid Laroi as well.
Another great song.
Love Kid
Killing
Laroi.
It at the moment. 17 years old. Aussie boy.
Yeah, world famous now.
Absolutely.
Most streamed artist on the planet at the moment.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that great?
This kid.
Yeah. Aussie music's come a long way in the last 5 years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I will catch you tomorrow, guys. We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.